This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. A new Fayetteville European-style bakery says it serves bread with benefits. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
Daimara Baker needs various fermenting sourdough bread blends this morning inside the kitchen at Rockin' Baker. Her business, located on Mall Avenue across the street from Noodles, a restaurant, adjacent to Core Public House.
So what I'm doing here is folding the dough to develop all the gluten and the air, and also is a wonderful way to develop all the flavor in the bread, and that's what makes the artisan bread, specifically the sourdough, so tasty and amazing flavor. Is the long fermentation that goes through the process that will allow you to develop all the nutrients, the flavor, but as well the digestibility of the bread.
The bakery specializes in artisan breads, olive and sun-dried tomato sourdough, toasted pine nut and lavender sourdough, sprouted rye, chocolate, and cheddar sourdoughs. Rockin' Baker also operates a cafe offering breakfast empanadas and cinnamon rolls, along with lunch sandwiches Tuesdays through Saturdays. Today, the bakery's closed. A perfect time to bake bread for the coming week and visit.
I am originally from Venezuela, from the ocean side, and I moved to Arkansas in 1996 to go to college to get another degree. And then in 1998, I came to the university here to get my MBA, and that's what I met my husband, who is a native from Fayetteville.
Daimara's husband, Barry Baker, is an attorney in Fayetteville. Formerly, she worked as an ad exec with Procter & Gamble, a key supplier to Walmart. When her position was phased out, she studied artisan bread baking at the San Francisco Baking Institute and opened this small business last November, which has a nonprofit twist.
And I wanted to find a way to do community work, but also in a way that I could generate more revenue. And I thought that food would be a good way for people to gain the skills and at the same time sell something that people would love, such as bread and lunches, breakfast.
Daimara is referring to Rockin' Baker's Academy, the nonprofit side of the business, which offers workforce development programming, training cadet bakers, along with artisan baking skills. Interns learn work ethics, safe food handling, culinary math, time management, customer service, and communication skills. Currently, the bakery is working with one such individual.
And the idea is that here they can learn trade skills as well as soft skills, and then later help them find a better job later on with resume development and working with other organizations in town.
Daimara Baker is co-founder of the Community Creative Center in Fayetteville, so has experience with nonprofit development. As such, Rockin' Baker is now associated with Brightwater Culinary Institute, based at the Northwest Arkansas Community College, as a program partner.
That means that students going through the Brightwater culinary program, specifically the baking program, they can become intern here for credit hours. And it's not only one way, but it's also a way back, because employees or anybody here working at the bakery, after they finish a certain number of hours, they are also eligible for credit hours and NWAC. And that's the portion that the nonprofit is willing to do, is to pay for the proctor, for the test that they need to take to get the credit hours.
A portion of proceeds from the bakery go to the nonprofit academy, so Daimara Baker encourages patrons who wish to support her enterprise to come by to enjoy bread with benefits, as she refers to it.
Yes, and bread with benefit, really think is, if you think about, is something that you eat, but at the same time, you as a consumer makes you feel that when you're eating something that is good to you, you at the same time, you're doing something good for others by helping them acquire the skills that they need to find a better job.
Jennifer Dozier, a native of Northeast Arkansas, is a former public school teacher, now working as assistant baker at Rockin' Baker.
My true passion is with food and nutrition. That's what I taught when I was a teacher in the classroom, and I've always loved that. And so it just made perfect sense when I learned about Daimara's mission of the bakery, that I could use my passion for food, but also the helping people and the impact and the social impact that the bakery has on the community. And that's really what drew me to this job.
Dozier, however, knew nothing about artisan sourdough bread baking.
So she has taught me everything from basic scaling of the ingredients to prepping to all the overnight, what happens to the dough as it changes and develops the flavor, and then even shaping and baking.
And making friends with Wanda. That's the giant mixer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.